The world was on the brink of chaos, and America, for the most part, had remained on the sidelines. The 1930s had been a time of recovery and transformation, as the nation slowly emerged from the depths of the Great Depression. Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal had reshaped the American landscape, providing relief and stability to millions. Yet, even as the nation found its footing, the storm clouds of war were gathering on the horizon. In Europe, Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime had plunged the continent into conflict, and in the Pacific, Japan's imperial ambitions were expanding rapidly. For the United States, the question was not if it would become involved, but when, and under what circumstances. On December 7, 1941, that question was answered with stunning clarity. The surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by the Japanese Imperial Navy, shattered the sense of security that had enveloped America. In an instant, the nation was thrust into the global conflict that had been raging for years. The attack left over 2,400 Americans dead, thousands more wounded, and a fleet of warships and planes destroyed or damaged. The following day, Roosevelt addressed Congress, calling December 7th a date which will live in infamy. With overwhelming support, Congress declared war on Japan, marking the United States' official entry into World War II. The attack on Pearl Harbor served as a rallying cry for the nation. In the wake of the shock, a deep sense of unity emerged. America, once divided over issues of isolationism and interventionism, now stood together against a common enemy. But the war that America entered was not just one of military might. It was also a total mobilization of the nation's economic and industrial capabilities. The United States would not only fight a war abroad, but also undergo a massive transformation on the home front that would shape its future as a global power. In the months following the attack, the United States shifted into wartime production mode. The federal government ramped up its efforts to mobilize the economy, converting factories that had once produced consumer goods into factories that churned out tanks, planes, and weapons. The American industrial base, which had already been growing during the 1930s, now became the arsenal of democracy. In just a few short years, the United States became the largest producer of war materials in the world. It was not just the government that mobilized for war, but the American people as well. Millions of men and women entered the workforce, either joining the military or contributing to the war effort through jobs in factories, shipyards, and other essential industries. The wartime economy transformed American society. Unemployment, which had been a lingering problem in the wake of the Great Depression, virtually disappeared as jobs were created in nearly every sector. Women, who had previously been excluded from many areas of the workforce, stepped into jobs traditionally held by men. The famous Rosie the Riveter image became a symbol of the millions of women who worked in factories, building planes, tanks, and ships. This shift not only supported the war effort, but also changed the social fabric of the nation. Women's roles in the workplace and in society were forever altered during these years, and the impact of this transformation would be felt long after the war ended. The war also brought a profound change to the racial landscape of the United States. As the need for labor increased, African Americans found greater opportunities in factories and other industries that had been closed off to them in the past. The Double V campaign, victory abroad against fascism and victory at home against racial injustice, gained traction, and despite the pervasive racism of the time, many African Americans saw the war as an opportunity to prove their loyalty and worthiness for full civil rights. The growth of the civil rights movement during the war years laid the groundwork for the post-war struggles for equality. At the same time, the United States also faced an uncomfortable reckoning with its treatment of Japanese Americans. In the months following the attack on Pearl Harbor, fear and suspicion of Japanese Americans swept the nation. This culminated in the internment of over 120,000 Japanese Americans, most of whom were U.S. citizens. The government justified this drastic measure as a precaution against espionage and sabotage, but it was widely regarded as a violation of civil liberties. Families were forcibly removed from their homes, their businesses seized, and they were sent to internment camps in remote areas of the country. The legacy of this dark chapter in American history would not be fully acknowledged until decades later, when the U.S. government formally apologized and provided reparations to survivors. While America's home front was undergoing these dramatic shifts, the country was also emerging as a global leader. The entry into the war signaled a turning point in the United States' role on the world stage. In the early stages of the war, the United States provided significant aid to the Allied powers, especially Great Britain and the Soviet Union, through programs like Lend-Lease. The American economy, now fully mobilized, became the lifeblood of the Allied war effort. By 1943, the United States had shifted from a supplier to a full participant in the war, and its military was growing rapidly. The war saw some of the most intense and pivotal battles in modern history. In Europe, American forces fought alongside British, Canadian, and other Allied troops in campaigns across North Africa, Italy, France, and finally Germany. The invasion of Normandy on June 6, 1944, D-Day, was a defining moment of the war in Europe. It marked the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany, with American and Allied forces breaking through German defenses and advancing toward Berlin. Meanwhile, in the Pacific, American forces engaged in a brutal island-hopping campaign against the Japanese, with significant battles at Midway, Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, and Okinawa. The Japanese resistance was fierce, but America's industrial and military might prove overwhelming. Yet, the war was not without its moral and ethical challenges. The decision to drop atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945 remains one of the most controversial and debated actions in military history. While the bombings hastened the end of the war, they also caused unprecedented destruction and loss of life. The use of atomic weapons brought with it a new era of global insecurity, one in which nuclear war was a constant, looming threat. By 1945, with the defeat of Nazi Germany in May and Japan's surrender in September, the war was over. The world was forever changed, and the United States emerged from the conflict as the undisputed global superpower. Roosevelt's vision of the four freedoms — freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear — became the cornerstone of the post-war order that the United States would help to build. Institutions like the United Nations were established to prevent future global conflicts, and America took on the role of championing democracy and free markets around the world. But the price of victory had been high. Over 400,000 Americans had lost their lives in the war, and the social and psychological toll on those who returned home was immense. The war had not only changed the physical landscape of the world, but had also reshaped the lives of those who lived through it. Families had been torn apart, communities had been altered, and the very nature of American society had been transformed. The generation that lived through the war would carry the scars of those years for the rest of their lives. As the dust settled and the world began to rebuild, the United States found itself standing at the forefront of a new global order, ready to assume the mantle of leadership in a world that was still reeling from the devastation of war. The United States had not only won the war, but had also proven itself as a nation capable of leading the world into a new era of peace and prosperity. At least, that was the hope. As the country looked to the future, the challenges of post-war reconstruction would soon collide with the rise of new geopolitical tensions. The dawning of the Cold War would soon cast a long shadow over the United States, reshaping its foreign and domestic policies for decades to come.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.